Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network and my partner, T. Drake of God's Gift Through His Word. And we're excited to announce that we're going to change our topic for October. Get closer. We're going to talk about witchcraft in the church. Yes, we're going to talk about that taboo subject, witchcraft in the church. And we're not just going to do it once a week on Monday, but we're going to do it on Friday at midnight Central Standard Time. And Monday morning conversation at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. So I am so excited. What do you think about it, T?
Oh, wow. This is just such an amazing topic that we're dealing with, Pastor Jay. So we'll be talking about astrology, numerology, necromancy, angel card reading, and a host of so many more topics within witchcraft. So come and join us as we take that deep dive. Don't forget to get your beverage to wet that whistle and come back and enjoy with us. We look forward to seeing you then. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Walk in Truth Radio Network. Stay tuned for an encouraging word from Pastor, Teacher Dr. James Sutton. Let's see what Pastor Sutton has to say to us today.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk in Truth Radio Network with your encouraging word for today. I take my hat off. And the word is endure. Time. Endure time. That's your encouraging word for today. I want you to learn how to be a student of time and a steward of time. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. All of us, if you're listening to me, you are in time. Time is not necessarily tangible. You can't touch it, but you're living it out. It's very real. And you must learn to be a student of time. The longer you live, the higher you should go up in understanding and developing and appreciating your time. You should be a student of your time because everything that you've been through, all of your past, good, bad, or indifferent, happened in a time. And what you've learned from that time is important to go on into your future. So if you're sitting here listening to me right now, you should be a student of your time, allowing whatever time you went through to confirm, gauge, have impact, teach you, instruct you, help you grow and understand what may be coming next. Because if you think about it, when we're a student of time, in the moment that we're going through it, it's not necessarily teaching us something. What I would say is the lesson is not so apparent, but when we pass that time up and look back at time, we can reflect on it and see how it is supposed to teach us. Now, the next thing is a steward of time. That means that you're so good of a student that you understand that you need to be a steward of the time that you have, meaning you make the best of every moment in your life. Every breath you take is a breath of grace, and you need to steward each breath. You need to think about what you're going to do with the time you have left, even though you don't know how much time. But you need to plan on how you're going to steward the gift of time, because it's not promised to anyone. Think about it. Time is so precious that it eventually runs out. And whatever you've done with your time, through learning from time and stewarding your time, will determine how people look at you, will determine on your legacy. Everything is done in a time frame, so you get to write your own legacy in time. Stewardship, taking advantage of it, making sure that everything that you want to do is being done, and you're doing everything possible to further yourself, to better yourself, to grow, to learn, within your time. Don't worry about tomorrow's time, just today. So I want to encourage you today, as you become a student of your past time, become a steward of the time you have today and whatever time you have left. And you'll find yourself enjoying life a little better because you understand the purpose and the position you have in time. And you'll grow because you're going to be a good steward of the time you have left and not worrying about yesterday's time, because yesterday's time is gone and you learn from it. So be encouraged, be blessed, and be at peace. And always remember, walk in the truth of the Lord for the time you have left. Please like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.